possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, Todd Monken met with the media yesterday and, you know, talking about his backup quarterbacks, in particular Cooper Rush, and kind of explaining why having him under center might change things for him.
Well, it's very simple. It's you're not running QB-driven offense. I mean, as athletic as Cooper is, we're not going to use him probably on the perimeter. It's going to have to be spotted. They're similar in terms of their mental approach to the game. There's not really anything we can't do conceptually. Very similar, very smart, see the field, accurate. Just probably the QB driven. Just naturally everybody would know that. I'm not giving away any secrets.
Yeah, there's athletically that's night and day. Like Lamar can win games by himself, Cooper Rush can't. Cooper Rush needs everybody around him to win games, and Lamar doesn't. I mean, to me, that's the biggest thing. I mean, Cooper Rush needs yak yards. He needs a run game. He needs a stronger offensive line. He's not going to be able to avoid the rush like Lamar does. So, yeah, those are all things that are different.
Yeah, and playing off the edge, as he's basically saying, he's not outrunning linebackers and safeties, but
no.
He gets on the corner.
And I mean, you saw him out there, Bob. He's not as tall. I thought he was going to be taller. No, he's not. He's like, what, 6 foot? Maybe.
Now, here's Todd Monken. He was asked, looking back at the preseason opener against the Colts, assess the quarterback play in that game.
We got to play better around them. I mean, that's the start of it. It's a team game. I mean, we got to protect. We got to run the routes. And they got to play better. I got to call it better for them. I mean, it's all of the above. When you don't, in one aspect of what we did, because I thought we ran the ball pretty well. In one aspect of it, which is throwing the football, we got to get better. And we're going to continue to get after it, and we'll see come Saturday. But I'm excited. I like Coop. I like Dev. I like our guys. We just got to be a lot more efficient.
Bottom line was they sucked throwing the football the other night. I mean, they had 3 yards at the half, you know, and Cooper Rush's first pass was awful, you know, interception. And, I mean, to me, throw it back shoulder or throw it high and let your receiver run it. Threw it right to the DB. And Leary, I thought he was bad. I mean, the run game, yeah, it was great. The passing game, it sucked. The quarterback sucked in that game throwing the football, bottom line.
And we talked about it Friday, where we were looking forward to, hey, I want to see Tez Walker, see what these guys can do. And
yeah.
Didn't really get much of an opportunity. Best catch he made was out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was not in... Hopefully we see progress. We got to see progression.
I hope so, yeah. And we talked earlier about Daniel Falele making social media, what they call it, viral video of him getting pancaked. Here's Todd Monken talking about, you know, believe it or not, having to deal with that sort of criticism after one preseason game.
First of all, I don't respond to it.
Okay.
I'm not naive to seeing those things, but it was one play. That was one example. I can't imagine any of us. One example of something in our life, and that's who they are. That's the silliest I've ever heard in my life. Like, you know, I mean, just the way it is. World we live in, right? It's the world we live in. And he's a tremendous football player, really is, and I love where he's come. But I get it. You know, they have to live it more than me. I'm used to it. You know, I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, I should be old enough to handle that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Daniel, I mean, that's got to suck because you're viral, you know, on the one play that you really were bad. You got high, you got driven, and you're 370 pounds, and you get knocked back on your back. Embarrassing is what it is. Totally embarrassing. But other than that play, I thought he played a pretty good game.
Yeah, and as Monken said, it doesn't define him as a player. It's just a bad look because it becomes memes, and everyone sits there and criticizes it.
20 years ago, Bob, nobody would have been watching the preseason games anyhow, especially the first one.
I didn't know what a meme was. Still don't, really, to be totally honest with you. It's news from the Nest. Here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, Chris Horton, special teams guru, talks about LaJonte Western.
You know, James, I don't think it's him being aggressive. I think it's him making decisions on the fly, right? That first one, it was a short ball. He obviously checked outside and realized that the gunners were nowhere close to him, and he had an opportunity to field that ball and get vertical. You know, those are the things that we saw on his college tape. A young guy that can cleanly field the ball and that is not afraid to catch the ball in traffic. I do believe if someone was in his face and he needed to use the fair catch, he would have done that. But I love everything he did in the game. And obviously, the next play was even better, right? The touchdown. Here's a kid we talk about just being able to field the ball first, and then everything after that is a plus. He has all the after the catch ability, and he showed that on that second rep.
How could you not like it? I mean, if you're Chris Horton, you like the both plays he made. Yeah, him not letting the ball bounce on that first one and running up and catching it on the run. I thought that was extremely impressive, and then the run after the catch on the second one, awesome. So, I mean, A++ for Westry on his two returns.
And last thing from Chris Horton, Keaton Mitchell returning kicks. That's a thing, right?
I think for a guy like Keaton and a guy, any returner for that matter, right, that did not return in college, you know, those guys were too valuable for their offense, right? But here, man, it's like he's willing to do whatever it takes, and he has developed. And this play's a little bit different now, right? A lot of things happen a lot quicker. If a guy misses a block, now it's that cover guy right on the returner. So these plays, they hit downhill a lot quicker. But his development, he's fine. He's done a great job. Look, we saw him back there last year. He has success for us. We'll continue to have success. The better we get at blocking, the better we'll get at returning the football.
Yeah, I thought a couple things on a couple of Keaton's returns. I didn't think they held the blocks long enough. And the difference between Keaton and Ali was Ali hit that thing smoking, man. And Keaton kind of hesitant up there, where kick return, you got to go. You got to go. There is no hesitation. There's no waiting. You got to see a crease and then go hit it. And then get what you can get.
How's his health right now, Keaton Mitchell?
I think he'll be... I think, Bob, that I saw him signing autographs. He was running on the side of the field yesterday. I think probably won't play Dallas weekend, but I would anticipate that Monday after Dallas, he's out there full go.
It's 58-81-057 The Fan. When we come back, buy or sell, count the midweek money, talk about sports subjects of this day. And then Jim Hutter is going to be joining us around 12:30. Vinny's heading out to One Winning Drive as the Ravens are back at it at 1:15. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East Report at 1:15. As we look at the standings, by the way, outside of the division, there are a couple of division races that are getting really interesting as now in the middle.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Of August.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Time to count some dough and talk about sports subjects of this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and of course, Vinny Serrato is heading out to One Winning Drive in a matter of minutes. Before we get to those sports subjects on the eve of football, college and pro, I mean, they're already announcing NBA schedules and TV times, et cetera, et cetera. And the Orioles and Mariners are getting on down in Camden Yards. It's Where's the Money? Midweek style, by yourself.
Well, the Dow's up 349. The S&P's up 7. NASDAQ's up 10. DraftKings is down 16 cents. Under Armour's up 55 cents to $4.94.
$4.94?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
We're starting baseball today with the Baltimore Orioles. Got to figure out what they're doing at first base in terms of depth here in the next few weeks so they can enter the offseason with more of a clear plan. Between Coby Mayo, Ryan Mountcastle, and the expected arrival of Sam Bisaio, just simply isn't room for three of them at this point. And because of his recent injury history, soon to be expiring contract, Ryan Mountcastle seems like the odd man out right now. His name was included in RJ Anderson's list of off-season trade candidates, though Anderson does note that the injuries and a rough 2025 stat line could make him a non-tender candidate. Bob, are you buying or selling that the O's would just move on from Mountcastle for nothing at this point?
I'll soft buy it. If he hits the shelf again, for whatever reason, and finishes out the season with less than 5 home runs, and we're going back to last All-Star break where he's hit, what, 4? Combined, that could be a reality. I would think, however, Nolan McGraw, they want to see him rake like he's Lou Gehrig for the final 6 weeks and then reestablish some trade value. And maybe, you know, he gets cooking again, shows that he's healthy, change of scenery could do him well because Mayo Bisaio looked to be the future there at first base.
Got a fun exercise here being done by ESPN, ranking every NFL team based on their future outlook for the next 3 years. Winning now is the top priority, of course, but who's lined up for sustained success? There's 4 categories of consideration here. Quarterback talent on an individual level, the other 52 men on the roster, coaching, and front office. Add all of that up, the Eagles came out on top. They earned the highest marks for their overall roster depth and their front office. The Ravens came in at number 2. finishing no worse than sixth in those four categories. They had the second highest marks behind the Eagles in roster talent and front office. Chiefs were third, Bills were fourth, the usual suspects. I mean, this could easily be the rankings for just 2025. No one would really bat an eye at that. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Ravens have a better chance for sustained success than any other AFC contender right now?
I don't know that I can say that, you know, just because Henry will probably be gone. They got their tight end contracts are all up. So I don't, it would be, I don't know that you can say that right now.
So you're selling that.
Yeah. Yep.
Back to baseball here. This coming winter, big free agency period for not just the Orioles, but the entire league. A recent CBS Sports ranking of the top prospective free agents is headlined by Cubs outfielder Kyle Tucker. As far as pitching goes, always the most coveted position, Framber Valdez comes in as the top starting pitcher option ahead of Dylan Cease. While Cease did finish top four in Cy Young voting last year, the numbers for this season certainly favor Valdez, and both have been very durable throughout their four-year, or at least the last four-year span here. So big money coming to both of them. But Bob, are you buying or selling that Valdez will get the bigger contract of the two?
I'll buy that because there's been a more consistent, sustained success level. Cease might have the bigger upside based, you know, we've seen him with the White Sox and, you know, last year for the Padres, and he's pitching well, I think, right now for them. But let me ask you this, Noel. I'm gonna flip it. Who would you rather have? I'll take either one, quite frankly.
But can't really go wrong.
Yeah, I think Valdez, and he's got that playoff experience rolling on too. So, yeah. If either one's pitching in Sarasota mid-February, I'm cool with that.
Right. Well, the only other consideration I had, because the stats do favor Valdez by quite a bit, if you're concerned about age, it's close, but Valdez is 31, Cease is 29.
Gotcha.
So if that's any extra consideration, but probably not for how good they both are.
Either or.
Right. Let's see here. We'll go back to the NFL. A lot of nerves, or at least there probably should be, in Rams training camp right now over the status of Matthew Stafford. They've continued to hitch their wagon to him, despite him being an aging veteran and injury concerns in the past. Right now, the big issue for him, a disc issue in his back that's kept him out of training camp action. Did have a throwing session this past weekend, but wasn't able to return to the practice field beyond that. Sean McVay asked, hey, what's the outlook here? Any consideration for a procedure, for surgery? He says that's not part of the conversation right now, but still taking things day by day. In terms of backups, Jimmy Garoppolo is their guy, so you probably won't see them add any notable depth, but buy or sell, Vinny, it would be foolish for LA to expect Stafford to play anywhere close to a full season with his current injury.
I'll buy that. I'll buy it because he had the epidural. They thought that would get it better. Then he went and threw passes on Saturday. And then what happened? You know, they were expecting him. Oh, he's going to practice on Monday. Nope.
Yep.
So I would be quite nervous. Jimmy G, he getting ready. And they said Stenson Bennett's going to play every snap in the preseason.
He looked like Roman Gabriel. Yeah. Bennett did in their last game. But Jimmy G has proven he can win. He might not be as spectacular as Matt Stafford can be with the arm talent and everything, but it's going to be an interesting one to follow.
We're going to get Jim Hunter in here, get his thoughts on the Orioles in a second, but we continue our Marshall Tucker Band giveaways this week.
Can't see.
You know them? You're familiar?
Can't see. I think that's them.
I'll take your word for it. They're coming to the Maryland State Fair on September 5th. Tickets are on sale right now at marylandstatefair.com. But if you're lucky enough, you're going to win a pair right now. Looking for caller number 5, 410-583-1057. We'll be giving these away all week long.
Now, the bigger question is, Nolan, how do you not know who they are?
I mean, I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you a single song.
Yeah, Marshall Tucker used to kick for the Ravens until they got rid of him in the offseason. When we come back, Jim Hunter's going to talk about the Orioles. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Vinny, the most important thing you're going to watch today is they're expected to be back in pads.
I want to see if Jair Alexander's practicing, Bob. That's the most important thing to me.
And we'll talk tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But when we come back, Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. We'll get your phone calls as well, 410-583-1057. Yeah. have confidence in Elias to do the job that needs to be done in the offseason. Maryland football interest level, as we're weeks away from the opener, is what? And anything else in your
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mind. Now the countdown to Buffalo begins September the 7th. The Orioles playing out the string in what has been a very disappointing season. One of the most disappointing seasons of recent vintage, I guess. Joining us now to talk about, the debacle of last night. Pitcher's duel. Kramer was great. Kirby was outstanding. It is what it is. Now you got another pitcher's duel tonight with Rogers against Gilbert. He's our colleague here. 105.7 The Fan, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Long time voice of the Orioles. Let's bring in Jim Hunter. Jim, what's happening?
Hey, partner, how you doing?
Doing all right, Jim. And I was thinking about it. Of recent years, the Orioles have had playoff failings before. 97, losing to Cleveland. 2014, getting swept by KC. Last 2 years, didn't win a game, et cetera, et cetera. But what season maybe compares to this one where you had expectations going in and didn't even sniff the playoffs? Maybe 98, 2017, I guess. Where does 25 rate, at least of the last 25 to 30 years, in regards to, hey, man, the Orioles are going to be good this year, and then you look at the standings in August, going, oh, man, they stink.
Well, I think 1998, as you mentioned, probably fits this discussion, because the 97 team, that was my first year, by the way, the team went wire to wire, and if Armando Benitez doesn't hang two sliders against the then Indians, the Orioles go to the World Series. And in 1998, Davey Johnson was replaced by Ray Miller. And the team had high expectations because basically the same team was back from the year before that went wire to wire. And it just didn't click for them that year. And they underachieved and finished below 500. And by the way, that began the stretch of 14 straight years below 500 for the Orioles before they turned it around and got back in the playoffs in 2012.
Now, we look at, you mentioned the 14 straight losing seasons, and hopefully, and I don't think it is, this doesn't start that run of futility. But, I mean, we didn't think it was going to be a rebuild going into the offseason, Jim, but it's a retooling. But now with Batista's questionable status going into 2026, I mean, is the retooling, if you will, going to be a lot tougher for Mike Elias than, say, it was even a month ago?
You know, I think you're right, because they have so many needs. And, you know, the Batista injury, as the manager Manzolino worded it yesterday, a significant shoulder injury. We have no idea what that means. I'm sure some kind of surgery is looming, although I don't have any inside information. But when the manager says significant injury, that leads you to believe that something surgically has to be corrected. And, you know, they need veterans on this team. I mean, you see what they've done since the trade deadline. They've got 3-7, and they scored only 23 runs since the deadline. That's 2.3 runs per game. And they've also been shut out three times in the 10 games since the deadline. So that's not going to get it done. They need some veterans in here. You know, you look at last night, Seattle. They had a great trade deadline. They got Suarez and Naylor from the Diamondbacks, and Naylor drove in the only run last night. So, you know, the Orioles are going to need to supplement the young core with some veteran players that they know can play. And that's going to be a challenge. I mean, they seem reluctant, although they restocked the farm system at the trade deadline, but they seem reluctant to trade. You know, they could have gotten Garrett Crochet, but they didn't want to give up what the White Sox were asking. And, you know, how good would he look in this rotation right now?
Jim Hunter joining us, talking about the Orioles in action tonight, 6:35 against the Mariners, who have won 8 in a row. Trevor Rogers against Logan Gilbert. All right, let's assume, Jim, that the save opportunities might not be plentiful for Tony Manzolino down the stretch here because of the problems that the Orioles have. Where do you go? I mean, Keegan Akins had a couple of opportunities to do so, blew the save on Sunday, passed against the A's. I mean, you need a scorecard kind of sort of now to keep up with even who's coming out of the bullpen. If your man's up, how are you handling these situations game by game?
You know, that's a very good question, because obviously they don't have any confidence in the bullpen right now, because everyone out there that's remaining, I mean, they traded away their best relievers at the deadline. So the players that are out there, you just don't know what you're going to get from day to day. So I think what he'll probably do is do the old matchup thing. You know, if it's lefty, righty, lefty, it'll probably be Akin again. Or, hey, it could be Enns. I mean, he's pitched very well since they acquired him. If it's righty, 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 maybe Garcia, who pitched last night, gets in there. So I think because they don't have very much confidence in the bullpen right now, I think if they do have a save opportunity in the remaining games, I think he'll do the matchup thing.
Jim, getting back to the offense or lack thereof, Jackson Holliday, look, great sophomore season, a borderline all-star a few weeks back, but struggling right now at the top of the lineup. When you watch him scuffle, what's kind of the problem for him? We've talked about the K rate's been a little higher than you like from your leadoff hitter, but his power numbers have kind of dwindled. I mean, his slugging percentage is below 2, I think, here in August.
Well, he did have a base hit last night, which was a good sign. And, you know, you and I talked about it on BBT last night of his struggles as of late. But I think it's just the league has adjusted to him, and now he has to adjust back. If you're having success, they're going to figure out a way to get you out, and then it's up to you to adjust to that adjustment, if that makes sense. I mean, this is a copycat league, and if a team figures out a way to get you out, other teams are going to follow that. And you know, who knows what they're teaching him. I wish he would listen more to his dad, because when his dad picked up a slight flaw in his approach by watching video, all of a sudden he began to hit. So hopefully Matt is watching and could figure something out. But I don't have any problem with what he's going through. I think it's just the modern adjustments of a second-year player.
All right, last thing for you. Trevor Rogers tonight, Jim Hunter, who's been outstanding. A year ago at this time, we're like, oh, my God. And nobody knew at that time either that Stowers was going to ascend to being an all-star and one of the top 50 players, according to ESPN in Major League Baseball right now. But talk about a guy that has turned around his career, I guess. It's certainly the way Oriole fans think of him as Trevor Rogers. So when he hits the hill, and tonight he's got a tough matchup against Gilbert, but your confidence level in Rogers at least keeping the Orioles in a game every 5 days?
Well, he certainly has done that. I mean, he has six consecutive quality starts, and that's all you can hope for. I mean, the first game after the trade deadline when they were in Chicago, he pitched the complete game and he lost because the Orioles didn't score. You know me, Bob. I always go by the premise that the starting pitcher needs to give the team a chance to win. And he's the guy you want on the mound right now. He's figured something out. He's pounding the strike zone, which is a good way to approach it. And I feel very strongly when he's on the mound. I mean, his track record this year will tell you that. You know, six consecutive quality starts, that's some pitching. And, you know, this is a team where the starting pitching has a 4.90 ERA, which is 28th in the major leagues. I mean, you know, that he's the one bright light, especially with Eflin now needing surgery and Grayson having surgery the other day. He's the one bright light. And, you know, when the season began, who would have saw this coming?
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague here, 105.7 The Fan with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Jim, always great to talk to you. I will talk to you and, well, will we see each other? Anyway, I'll talk to you next week at least.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That made me think about stuff. All right, there's Jim Hunter, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you at 410-583-1057. Ask earlier, do you have confidence in Mike Elias being the guy that can rebuild or retool whatever it has to be this offseason, get the Orioles back in the playoffs? Because this, is it a blip on the radar screen or the start of something catastrophic with an organization that looks so promising? Not even 12 months ago, Maryland football interest level is what? And who is the Orioles MVP? You have to be on the roster to win it. Right now, Trevor Rogers, could he really be the MVP of the team just like that? Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon are all ranked in the top 10. I keep having to remember that the Pac-12, a lot of it merged with the Big Ten. Then you have Illinois, Michigan, part of the top 25. Indiana, and maybe we were talking about a couple of days ago, maybe they are overranked at this time, but it'll all play out when it's all said and done. So there's a lot of Big Ten representation for now in the top 25. USC is kind of on the outside looking in. Mini Mahomes, if he can take it up to the next level, Raiola with Nebraska, they'll maybe they could be like the Indiana of this year. The one team we don't see is Maryland, unfortunately, getting any sort of recognition. And you and I are Maryland fans. I mean, I go back to Randy White and Bob Avellini playing for Maryland when I was a single digits kid back in the old East Baltimore here. But expectations are low. Could this be a year, like, if Maryland goes 7-5, is that enough to maybe call off the dogs for those asking for Loxley's head here?
Maybe. I mean, just with how low the expectations are, I think for them to finish with anything near a winning record, it would stun me. But again, I think there's bigger questions to ask here about how the new athletic director coming in and his group around him views the football program. You know, what are their views for that overall, or Loxley on an individual level? I just think there's a lot of moving parts here. I mean, if it was me personally, you know, I got nothing against Mike Loxley, and I think the Terps should be content with shooting much lower in terms of their expectations. I know that's a difference in opinion between you and Vinny and myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm of the contingent that's fine with a low tier bowl game every year, as long as you're there every year. I know, obviously, you know, you should be thinking bigger than that, but in the what's actually realistic for this Maryland team and competing in the Big Ten, I think it's much less than what people actually want. But independent of that is the coaching results, and Mike Loxley's record is not good overall. I mean, you know, what does he really hang his hat on? When you look at his resume, what is there to point to and say, well, okay, they struggled here in the last year or so, but he delivered this in the past. It was really just those three straight bowl wins.
Right. First time it had ever happened in Maryland history, but we're also going back to a history that includes a national championship, multiple ACC championships, and they had teams that were 7-4 that didn't get into a bowl game because there weren't 40 bowl games. Let's not forget that, too. I mean, you teams with losing records get bowl games now because there's so many of them. So do you really hang your hat on bowl achievement? And they're mid-level bowls. We get it. And they 8-5 and, you know, 9 in this or whatever. That's fine. But I still think potential is there. I mean, Zion Ealy, who's one of the top three recruits in the country, has committed and remains steadfast in his commitment to Maryland. Say they go 7-5 and Malik Washington makes the all-freshman team. Do they ascend as players in College Park, or do the Wolves come out? Hey, why don't you come over here? Got a lot more money than Maryland's willing to spend. Things are a little more equal, I guess, in regards to the NIL allocations, even though you saw Kansas, some dude just donated $300 million to that program. I don't know if they'll ever be on a level playing field financially. And CQ Stadium, Maryland Stadium, the old Bird Stadium, you talk about bad looks, Falele getting drilled and all of that stuff. A bad look is a half-empty stadium on a Saturday in mid-October, and half of the fans that are in attendance are rooting for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad look. I mean, you got to regain the confidence of the people who are spending money to get their butts in the seats. And all you have to do, I mean, I haven't been to a Maryland game in 3 years, and the last time I went, there's nobody there. We stayed till halftime.
Well, just to be brutally honest, let's say the team turns things around and wins, not like in a college football playoff level, but, you know, winning record every year, mid-tier bowl, that sort of thing. You know, I still don't think the attendance would reflect that. I mean, the interest just isn't there. And it's time to acknowledge that besides basketball, there just isn't that overall strong interest in what Maryland athletics is doing. You know, people get up in arms about it because of the way things used to be, and I understand that. But look, I mean, it's just not going to happen. I don't see any realistic way for them to fill that stadium. There's always an excuse from people. We don't like the parking. We don't like the traffic. There's other things to do in town. It's like that's not the only attraction. It would take a lot. I think it would take CFP-level achievements to even come close to filling that stadium with Maryland fans.
When's the last time you went to a Maryland football game?
I've never been to a Maryland football game. Hand up, full transparency. Yep. I have zero interest in going.
Really?
No interest.
Are you a fan of the team, or you just don't want to?
Fan of Maryland, but right. I'm a hardcore fan of Maryland basketball. Football, I watch and follow in passing.
Okay.
It doesn't move the needle for me.
All right. In regards to college football, now is there a favorite team that you have?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm a fan of good games there. I mean, give me the top 25 matchups. Just give me a good game.
So you're saying August 30th, when Maryland's playing FAU at noon,
I'll be watching Texas and Ohio State. For sure.
You won't be listening to Maryland most, FAU
most
here
other
on
people, most other people listening right now will be doing the same thing.
Now, full disclosure, I will have two TVs working.
Hey.
And a crustacean in my face with a cold beer to wash that thing down. So that's what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. But to your point, you know, my desire to go to a Maryland football game is kind of limited now. But I'm older than you. Been there, done that a bazillion times. I'm more in the I'm relaxed. I'm setting my ways, guy. It's like I'm gonna sit here, cooler next to me, three TVs. I gotta go to the bathroom. I just walk 20 feet instead of standing in line, walking up steps. Again, lived it, been there, done that. I don't know, you young whippersnappers. I mean, you got more energy than me.
Yeah, but are you going to basketball games?
I go to two a year.
Okay. See there, I mean, that should show you the difference right there. Okay. That even as difficult as it may be to find parking for a basketball game, especially when it's like a weeknight game at 6:30 and deal with traffic, we put up with it because we like the product.
We do.
you put up with it twice a year.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's cool. I prefer the day games, preferably on the weekend, but it is what it is. But hey, Maryland basketball has always been kind of like a pro team. Because they get that national pub. They've had all these brilliant players that have come through the program. They won a national championship this millennium. They made the Sweet 16 last year. So there's reachable goals with that. But football, the highest they were ever ranked in my lifetime, they finished like at the back end of the top 10 a couple of times. Like the early Ralph years, they had some really, really good teams. And if those teams existed in this realm, you know, they probably would be a team that could compete and not lose by 40 to Penn State in Happy Valley or even here in College Park. But we'll see what Mike Locksley has in store. Question, I guess in a roundabout way, 7-5, does that give him another year? Or does Jim Smith, coming from his Ohio State background, you know, he's coming from the Braves, so he's used to generating dough and filling seats. I mean, is that enough to keep Mike Locksley around and hope for a level up as opposed to last year when Mike Locksley said his best team I've ever had and they finished 1-8 in the Big Ten.
Right. Only other thing that would pop into my mind would be the financial aspect. What's the buyout looking like? You know, Maryland's had the last couple of years where they've been paying two basketball coaches and two football coaches, three football coaches at the same time. That has to be a big factor as well.
When we come back, speaking of football, we'll get to the NFL. NFL lunch, Shedeur Sanders in the news. Nothing major, but, you know, we'll keep an eye on it because Cleveland has 17 quarterbacks. He's trying to become one of them. American League East report what happened in the division last night. Your interest in Maryland basketball or football is what? 410-583-1057. And then we're going to talk about, it's August 13th. Who's the Euros MVP? Because you have to be on the team to win the award.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.